Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. Between hay hauling and checking stock, I had a little time to hole up and chronicle the last few days in poetic form. So here we go with The Last Spring Storm. And yes, that is posed as a question. There's a storm on the horizon. Time to put a plan in play. How the week plays out depends on what I do today. Monday morning phone calls, can I gather up a crew? Couple of definite maybes is as good as I can do. Set some bales in the canyons, the yearlings should be all right. Load more bales and head south to get the main herd through the night. Fill bale feeder for the young bulls and for the horses too. Stack some bales for a windbreak, they say the wind ain't through. Two cowboys can come early on Tuesday afternoon. Take a couple bales down at first light and fill the cows up soon. Sort 10 pair off and leave 'em, lots of trees and lots of space. Head the heavy 6 miles north and let them set the pace. Tucked in behind the windbreak, hawk hay to every cow and bull. They prefer to chase the new grass, but it's gone before they're full. Move and fill the mineral feeders, do your best to accommodate. This spot looks like a bovine Hilton, it's sure not second rate. I can feel the change on Wednesday, coolness in the air. Go back in and don coveralls and head out to prepare. One more bale for the yearlings rolled out on the canyon floor, and one set in the plum thicket for those 10 pair to ignore. A new calf has been up and nursed, and he should be all right. It sure wouldn't hurt my feelings if we get no more tonight. Shift the sheep around a bit, because the wind may change. Follow my wife's instructions on how the woolies are arranged. Out through the sheep and cattle, a pleasant 2 a.m. walk. Less snow than I expected, and it hasn't bunched the stock. We may have dodged a bullet and get through the storm all right. I'm thinking as I crawl in bed to finish out the night. More hay hauled on Thursday, but no more lambs or calves. How big a factor timing is between the have-nots and haves. Friday morning early, the wind still wants to blow. But skies are clear, the truck's plugged in, we should be good to go. I would like to take some credit and think of myself as wise, but a lifetime in this business gives me pause to advise. How preparation play out, on depth and degrees it will depend. How cold it gets, how deep the snow, and the direction of the wind. There's nothing like a storm to focus your priorities, and this morning as I was doing some reading, I came across a couple verses I'd also revisited just a few weeks ago. They're found in 2 Corinthians 4:16-18. So we do not lose heart, though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. As we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. As we celebrate Christ's triumphant entry this week, remember that while everyone else was praising him, he was fully aware of what was coming and fully willing to give his life on our behalf. The grass is stirrup high this morning as I ride. Calves are looking slick and fat at their mother's side. Sunshine warm on my face, the only reason to feel blue, is this sore spot in my saddle seat that reminded me of you. Ain't it funny how an ounce of pain can taint a ton of blessing? You are on my mind this morning, the reason has me guessing. I'm sorry that my words hurt you, I wish I could take them back. Once anger gets the bitten teeth, it runs hard down the track. When my apology was not accepted, that really burned my hide. Persons should tread lightly when testing cowboy pride. My first inclination, please don't take this as a flirt, is to just say, hey, that's the cowboy way, and you can kiss me where I hurt. Friend, I cannot leave it there. I hope you know this true, for you see, I ride for Jesus, who takes a different point of view. One should not respond in anger, though his way may seem unique. I have a new appreciation for turn the other cheek. Christ, he was no cowboy. He rode just one colt to town. He was revered, and the crowds all cheered and laid palm branches down. As he was given praise and glory just the way that it should be, was there a sore spot in his saddle seat that reminded him of me. The suffering he would go through I cannot comprehend, though I was a party to it. He forgave me, friend. His word and his example tell me to do the same. Holding on to bitterness does not glorify his name. In Matthew 22, Christ spoke to the teachers of the law. They asked the greatest commandment. His word stuck in their craw. Love the Lord with all your heart, but also love your neighbor. Though this isn't always easy, his ways are worth the labor. I will ask for your forgiveness when I get under your skin. If my walk don't match my talk, no one is taken in. I can't drag you up to heaven. I could chase you the wrong way, and that would be my shame when I go to him someday. Today I'll stand up in my stirrups and adjust my point of view. For when we ride the trail of heaven, friend, I pray that you will be there too. Thanks for riding along on Homegrown this morning. Hoping that the Lord blesses you real good today and that our happy trails cross again soon. I'm R.P. Smith.